Hi guys, welcome back to Crafting with Alex, and on today's episode we will be discussing the importance of being creative. As you all may know, my name is Alexander Suk, and on this episode we will be discussing a few ways to stay crafty and what the importance of being crafty can do for you. I have a couple of ideas lined up today to help all of us find inspiration on what we can do to keep our brains working. I have found that having a creative mindset is most definitely beneficial in many ways. So, on today's episode, I will cover imaginative versus creative mindsets, the benefit of creativity, and even sometimes the disadvantages of creativity, but most importantly, I will help all of you listeners find what your creative hobbies can be. From experience, I have found that creating stuff has always taken my mind off whatever I'm stressing about. I've tried many ways to handle my stress, but the best for me was basically to put my brain to use. I thought that maybe meditation would be right for me, but I could never ever stay still. I tried to sleep away my stress, but once again, it did not work for me. So instead, I decided that maybe my stress relief would be from getting my hands dirty and using my brain to its max. What does it mean to be creative? Well, first you must determine if you have a creative or an imaginative mindset. An imaginative mindset basically means that you do not act on your ideas and never make them come alive. For a creative mindset, it's the opposite. You think and then you produce. From the wise words of Sam Lehan, creativity can be channeled, honored, or expressed in tones of different ways, not just on a canvas or through arts and crafts. It could be through a board game, party planning, articulating a business problem. Creativity just needs an outlet that works for you. As I said in the beginning, being creative really helped me relieve my stress, but there are also more advantages than you think. Like for one, it helps you think better because it increases your divergent thinking. Divergent thinking is a thought process or method used to generate creative ideas by exploring many possible solutions. It also helps with convergent thinking because it is enhanced by mindfulness. Another example would be the feeling of pride. Who does not like to feel good about themselves after completing something so important to them? As Sam Lehan's list continues, there are other many forms of advantages such as the reduction of stress, anxiety, and mood disturbance. Along with forming a way to become a better problem solver, expanding your sense of time, and even self-awareness and expression. Now, I know I listed a lot of advantages, but there are some negatives. For instance, it can take me hours, maybe even weeks, to finish some of my projects, which can make me feel discouraged. But I'm always able to get back on track with my plan. Whenever I created my idea and tried to make it come alive, I would always turn on music or a podcast so I maintained an interest and had fun while doing my project. But sometimes, I tend to lose focus and shift into doing something else. From a fellow crafter and someone who uses his brain to its max, Kevin Agonia writes about his experience doing crafts and his small complaints. In his article, he says that time is one of the disadvantages of trying to create your ideas. He said that time was always a controlling factor. I was expected to have a number of ideas ready for a presentation within hours of being handed a brief. There's nothing wrong with this, but it is far from ideal. The second was focus. You might end up trying to mix your ideas up in an effort to get all of them into the final product. This could lead to a lack of focus and impact. You might find that instead of strengthening your message, you dilute it. The third was saturation. He wrote, "I have plenty of ideas that I assumed that a number of them simply cannot be original. Nothing worthwhile should come easily, so I usually dismiss the few rounds of brainstorming out of hand. Occasionally, I'll go back over the initial notes to see if a gem has sneaked through my cynical brain. Sometimes it happens, but most of the time I won't settle on an idea until I feel frustrated and drained." The fourth was quality. Occasionally, a designer is blessed with a flash of inspiration so strong that ideas generation is simply not needed. I have a few projects where a design simply has jumped out of the ether straight into my head. It's so fully informed that my cynicism doesn't have a say. I know that staying motivated is very hard to do for many situations, but you must always stay positive. As Adam Bird said, the truth is that unless someone steps up and gets them done, they have little to no merit. Even an idea which turns out to be an abject failure in reality has more value than a good idea which never gets enacted. In life, we must all try to be decently good at something, so failure is never the answer. Failure is simply giving up or not even trying what you want to accomplish. Finishing what you started is the goal of what is considered an accomplishment, even if it does not turn out the way that you want it to. By trying, you gain wisdom and the ability to improve. There are 5 key steps that Adam Burt writes about in his article, Why a Creative Mindset is Important for Business Success. Number 1 is associating. Associating is drawing connections between questions, problems, or ideas from unrelated fields. Number 2 is questioning. Questioning is posing queries that challenge common wisdom. Number 3 is observing. Observing is scrutinizing the behavior of customers, suppliers, and competitors to identify new ways of doing things. Number 4 is networking. Networking is meeting people with different ideas and perspectives, but always knowing when to work alone and when to work together. And lastly, number 5 is experimenting. Experimenting is constructing interactive experiences and provoking unorthodox responses to see what insights emerge. These 5 steps are the key to being successful in your idea of creativity. Some crafting ideas that I came up with when I first started was making holiday cards by hand. I felt that when people see the amount of effort put into a simple card, people always felt more special in a way. It also made me feel more accomplished too. Then I started working my way up. I started to form a passion for fairy gardens, and yes, I know what you're thinking. What is a fairy garden? A fairy garden is a place where you can place miniature houses outside as a place for fairies. Some may believe in fairies and some may not. I simply did it for fun because I enjoyed the small little spot I took up in our garden. I then transferred over into creating miniature land plots. I bought a birdhouse that looked like a camper and a hot dog stand and even a little beach house. I put down sand to give the impression of the beach. I put a very small pool and a small fire pit and lawn chairs to make it into the cutest backyard possible. Then in the winter, I put down fluff to create the idea of snow, and as my ideas grew bigger, so did my land. Eventually, I grew bored with the idea and started sewing. My brother and I created our own company, yet, ironically, we never sold one thing. And as my brother grew bored, I took it over basically creating my own designs and hand-sewing them myself. After that, I extended my brand, creating hand-sewn shirts and sweatshirts just as a way to pass time. I grew to love sewing. I'm creating a dollhouse furniture for my Flizzette IKEA dollhouse, to which I'm putting on a shelf in my room. I saw a TikTok one day and absolutely fell in love with the idea and realized that there was no furniture that I liked. So this summer, I'm going to hand make all the furniture with the garage I plan to attach to the side and even a backyard on a bottom shelf. I come from a very creative family. My mom's creativity is expressed in redecorating the entire house. My idea for the fairy gardens was inspired by her. She also plays stock tank pool outside, to which she received so many compliments and even comments from friends and neighbors saying that she was their inspiration to put it in their backyard. My dad's creativity is shown in woodworking. My dad built a table to put all of his tools in our garage. My dad is also rebuilding our house room by room. My brother's creativity is shown in technology. He creates 3D designs and makes them come alive. My brother's way of showing his creativity is by creating fashion designs on his computer. Everyone has their own way of showing their creativity, so maintaining a creative mindset is always hard to do, but staying focused and keeping an open mind will lead you to your success. I hope that I have helped all of you form an idea of what creativity can be and try to find a creative hobby to pick up. To this, I hope that you all have a great day and stay crafty!